This goes to Rachele, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Macht, M-A-C-H-T, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Jacobo, J-A-C-O-B like boy, O. Date of birth is 11/20/1964. Dear Miss Macht, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Jacobo with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and a recent hospitalization for anemia with secondary to, they thought, GI bleeding. Her last visit with this practice was August 4th of 2025. She's feeling stressed today. She had an esophageal EGD done that was negative for ulcers or inflammation. She also had a colonoscopy, but it wasn't a complete prep, so that will need to be repeated. She does have history of colon polyps about 3 years ago, so possibly that's the source of the blood loss. She did have one iron infusion already, and she's scheduled for her second iron infusion later this week. She's hoping that it's going to help her feel better, and she's hoping that the hemoglobin will improve. She also had a very bad urinary tract infection, and hospitalization was from January 14th, 26, through January 17th, 26. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no abdominal pain, nausea, or vomiting, no current diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does complain of severe chronic urinary incontinence requiring undergarment protection, and she does urinate a lot, she states. She does have stable chronic edema of the lower extremities. Her weight is stable and completely unchanged from the visit in August of last year. Medications. I want to highlight Lyrica. She takes 100 milligram in the morning and 200 milligram in the evening. Bumex is 2 milligram daily. Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. And aspirin, 81 milligram, was discontinued. Iron is 325 milligram every other day. Magnesium is 500 milligram daily. Physical exam, pulse is 80. Blood pressure, 134 over 84. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Somewhat prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, and she has 1+ edema, ankles, and feet bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 24th, 2026. Creatinine level was 1.87. That's higher than it was in the hospital at 1.71, and before that at 1.53. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio 37, calcium 9.7, sodium 142, potassium was 5.3, carbon dioxide 33, albumin 4.0. Hemoglobin A1C is 7.6. Hemoglobin is improving. It was 9.0, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, anemia. It's iron deficiency type, and she is receiving IV iron infusions currently. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, diabetic nephropathy, stable. We do want to have labs repeated the week of February 16th, We did fax an order to the My Michigan Home Care office because they're currently helping take care of her in the home after this recent hospitalization. And we're hoping that they can draw the hemoglobin or the CBC as well as the renal panel within the next 2 weeks just to make sure that the creatinine is stabilizing and not continuing to climb. And she will continue all of her routine medications. She'll get the repeat colonoscopy done, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.